Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for December 28th. Here's what's in the spotlight. Model Railroad Club Open House. Tobacco Valley Model Railroad Club is having an open house at the Tolland Arts Center, 22 Tolland Green in Tolland, on Saturday and Sunday, December 30th to the 31st, from noon to 5 p.m. Additional open house dates are Saturday and Sunday, January 6th and 7th, 13th and 14th, and 20th through the 21st. The club will be showing its HO scale model railroad layout. Donations are appreciated. Coventry Farmers Market open. The Coventry Winter Farmers Market is held every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. through March 18th at Coventry High School. The market features locally grown produce, beef, chicken, turkey, eggs, cheese, baked goods, soap, and crafts. For more information, visit the website CoventryWinterFarmersMarket.com. Twain Open House. The Mark Twain House and Museum at 351 Farmington Avenue in Hartford is open daily from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. The last tour leaves at 4:30 p.m. The general house tour takes 45 to 60 minutes, but the Twain House suggests allowing about 2 hours for the entire visit to also take in Ken Burns' film on Mark Twain and the museum exhibits. The hour-long guided tour may not be suitable for some very young children. The 75-minute living history tours are offered daily and include opportunities not available on a regular house tour. A costumed member of the family or staff gives a behind-the-scenes look at life with Samuel Clemens. Living history tours resume Tuesday, January 3rd, with George Griffin, Mark Twain's butler. The Mark Twain House and Museum is closed on New Year's Day and on Tuesdays in January and February. Ticket prices are adults ages 17 to 64, $20, senior citizens 65 and older, $18, children ages 6 to 16, $12, children younger than 6, free. Museum only, which does not include a tour of the house, is $6 for adults, $4 for children ages 6 to 16. For information about closings due to inclement weather, call 860-280-3142. For more information, call 860-247-0998. To purchase tickets online, go to marktwainhouse.org. First day hike along Scantic River in East Windsor by J.I. Staff. The East Windsor American Heritage River Commission is sponsoring a 2.5-mile hike at Scantic River State Park on Monday, January 1st at 1 p.m. The walk is part of America's State Parks first day hikes taking place in all 50 states and is one of the free guided hikes in 13 state parks on New Year's Day, sponsored by the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, DEEP, D-E-E-P, State Parks. Hikers can meet at the parking area at the end of Melrose Road off Broadbrook Road. Donations of both human and pet items will be collected for the local food pantry. For more information on the East Windsor hike, visit the American Heritage River Commission on Facebook or email ahriver@sbcglobal.net. Elsewhere in this area, walks will take place at Chatfield Hollow State Park, 381 Route 80 in Killingworth, 12:45 p.m. It's a moderate walk. It's a 2.5-mile hike, meet in the parking lot on Route 80. Mansfield Hollow State Park, Bassett's Bridge Road in Mansfield, 11 a.m. Arrive by 10:45 a.m. It's a moderate two hikes, 4.5 miles and 2.2 miles. Meet in the Mansfield Hollow Recreation Area parking lot. For more information about walks statewide, go to ct.gov/CWP/view.ASP?QEQUALS5997282#AMPERSAND4918. Flywheel Arts Collective sets family party by J.I. Staff, East Hampton, Mass. On Monday, January 1st, Hilltown Families and the Flywheel Arts Collective, 43 Main Street, will continue the beloved Morning Music Party series with a breakfast bash featuring food, dancing, and diversions for kids. The first of this year's three family music parties will take place on New Year's Day from 10 a.m. to noon. During a free breakfast, Scotty Swan will delight families with a puppet show. After breakfast, kids can join DJ Youth Electronics for a dance party before noon. Parents can save on the babysitter and dance away on the first morning of 2018. The morning music parties are a fundraiser for both Flywheel and Hilltown families with a pay what you can admission for families. The two Western Massachusetts nonprofit organizations strive to build community through collaboration and community engagement, said Hilltown Families founder Sienna Wildfield. The next two parties are scheduled for Saturday, February 10th and March 10th. For more information, visit the website hilltownfamilies.org. Celebrate New Year's Eve. Two fireworks shows, music, arts at First Night Hartford by J.I. Staff. Hartford, the New Year's Eve celebration at First Night Hartford 2018 starts with a low-key walking tour in the afternoon, ends with a blast of fireworks at midnight. The 29th event takes place at a number of sites in downtown Hartford. A number of restaurants will be offering specials during this time as well. The two fireworks shows in Bushnell Park will go off at 6 p.m. and midnight. Wristbands will allow each person admission into all programs and all locations all day and evening long. The cost is $12 for adults, $3 for ages 3 to 15, and free for ages 2 and younger. Wristbands are available through December 31st at AAA offices in Enfield and Manchester, CBT Berkshire Bank in Glastonbury, Vernon, and Windsor, the Connecticut Transit Information Booth at State House Square in downtown Hartford, Highland Park Markets in Glastonbury, Manchester, South Windsor, Suffield, and Coventry, the Old State House, 800 Main Street in Hartford, Radisson Hotel Hartford, 50 Morgan Street, downtown Hartford, and Whole Foods Markets in Glastonbury. Day of event tickets can be found at Bushnell Park Carousel, Center Church Meeting House, 675 Main Street and 60 Gold Street, Central Baptist Church, 457 Main Street, Elks Lodge, 34 Prospect Street, at the Horse-Drawn Wagon Rides, Trinity Street, Bushnell Park, Old State House, 600 Main Street, 68 Pratt Street, Pump House Gallery, east side of the Bushnell Park, near the ice skating rink, Wadsworth Athenaeum, 600 Main Street, and XL Center, 225 Trumbull Street. A commemorative button is available for $1. Purchase is optional. It's just a fun item to wear at the event. Events include a guided walking tour of the ancient burial ground led by Bill Hosley from 2 to 3 p.m. This is the oldest historic site in Hartford and the only one surviving from the 1600s. Meet at the entrance on Main Street between Center Church and the Gold Building. Fortune tellers from 3 to 11 p.m. at the Elks Club upstairs in the Lodge Meeting Room at 34 Prospect Street behind Wadsworth Athenaeum. In addition to the wristband, there's a fee of $10 for 10 minutes, $1 for each minute after that. Kids Fest from 3 to 5:30 p.m. at the Old State House, 800 Main Street. Make and take crafts, tour of the historic building, meet costumed interpreters, and see a multimedia exhibit about Hartford's history. The grand procession starts at 5:35 p.m. on Gold Street, near the stone sculptures. Everyone is invited to join in and to wear your holiday hats and masks. The Chat Noir Gypsy Band from 10:15 to 11:15 at 68 Pratt Street. This Connecticut-based gypsy jazz band creates fun and unique arrangements for Italian, Russian, and French favorites and swing standards. For more information about events, parking, and shuttle bus stops, visit the website firstnighthartford.org. A Murder Mystery Cruise New Year's Gala by J.I. Staff. Hartford. The Polish National Home of Hartford will sponsor a New Year's Eve Grand Gala in its Chopin Ballroom starting at 7 p.m. Ticket prices are $125 for non-members, $120 for social members, and $114 for Mug Club members, which covers music by the Daniel Sky Band, hors d'oeuvres, dinner, and a Viennese buffet. Tickets are available at the Polish National Home by phone at 860-247-1784, on Facebook, or online at polishhomect.org. Murder Mystery Masquerade, Hartford. Celebrate New Year's Eve in style aboard Lady Catherine Cruz's yacht, the Mystique, and enjoy an evening filled with excitement on the Connecticut River during the New Year's Eve Murder Mystery Masquerade Cruise. The Murder Mystery Show, open bar, fireworks display, buffet dinner, party favors, and late-night continental breakfast continue through 1 a.m. Board the yacht at 6:30 p.m. at Charter Oak Landing, 50 Reserve Road. The Murder Mystery Show begins at 8:30 p.m. Setting sail shortly thereafter, the night continues with fireworks, weather permitting. An overnight hotel accommodations package is available. Cruise-only tickets are $177.66 per person. For more information, visit the website LadyKateCruises.com. Countdown for Kids at Library by J.I. Staff. Manchester. Mary Cheney Library, 586 Main Street, will sponsor a New Year's Eve crafts and countdown to noon beginning at 10:30 a.m. Children can celebrate the holiday early and make a party hat and noisemaker and begin the countdown to noon. Participants will celebrate at noon with sparkling apple cider and a parade through the library. For more information, call 860-645-0577. Playhouse on Park Plans Party by J.I. Staff. West Hartford. Playhouse on Park, 244 Park Road, plans a special New Year's Eve party beginning at 8 p.m. on Sunday, December 31st, and running until 1 a.m. KISS 2017 Goodbye with the cast of Mama D's Christmas Stocking, Where's Santa? By starting the night with a pre-show reception in the Playhouse lobby, wine, beer, and appetizers will be served. Then guests move into the theater for an extra special performance of Mama D's Christmas Stocking, Where's Santa? The performance ends in time for the clock to strike midnight. A champagne toast and desserts follow, as well as dancing and celebrating on the stage. The holiday extravaganza features live music, dancing, and comedy directed by Playhouse on Park co-founder and co-artistic director Darlene Zoller. Tickets are $60 per person and can be purchased through the box office at 860-523-5900 extension 10 or online at www.playhouseonpark.org. Old Sturbridge Christmas by J.I. Staff. Sturbridge, Mass. Because of hazardous driving conditions on December 23rd, the final night of Christmas by Candlelight at Old Sturbridge Village has been postponed to Saturday, December 30th from 3 to 8 p.m. The special event is filled with New England holiday traditions, live musical performances, storytelling, sleigh rides, festive foods, a roaring bonfire, and strolls around the decorated village common. For more information, visit the website osv.org. Boar's Head, set for January 5th through the 7th, by J.I. Staff. Hartford. Reservations are available for Asylum Hill Congregational Church's 51st Boar's Head and Yule Log Festival to be held Friday through Sunday, January 5th through the 7th. This is one of the largest Boar's Head festivals anywhere. The church, the only Gothic-style congregational church in Greater Hartford, will be decorated for a great medieval pageant. The festival will include 150 people in costume, a 15-piece brass orchestra, a 50-voice choir, and a dance troupe. Entertainment will also include live animals, a mime, jugglers, a puppeteer, and jesters. Festival times are January 5th, 7:30 p.m., January 6th, 3 and 6:30 p.m., and January 7th, 1:30 and 5 p.m. Tickets cost $25, $22, and $18. In case of inclement weather, the festival will be canceled only if the governor issues a travel ban. To ensure the safety of animals and guests, children younger than 4 are not permitted. For more information, call 860-278-0785 or visit the website ahcc.org/music-arts/boar's-head-and-yule-log-festival. Romantic Comedy at Connecticut Cabaret by J.I. Staff. Berlin. The Connecticut Cabaret Theater, 31-33 Webster Square Road, presents The Last Romance, a romantic comedy by Joe DiPietro, Friday, January 5th through Saturday, February 3rd. A crush can make anyone feel young again. On an ordinary day in a routine life, Ralph, a widower, George Lombardo, decides to take a different path on his daily walk, one that leads him to an unexpected second chance at love. Relying on a renewed boyish charm, Ralph attempts to woo the elegant but distant Carol, Barbara Horan. Ralph embarks on the trip of a lifetime and regains a happiness that seemed all but lost. Ralph once had ambitions to be an opera singer, but got married instead. He lives with his slightly younger sister, Rose, Lori Feldman, a possessive, relentless, bitter nag who is determined not to let him out of her sight. When Ralph spots Carol at the local dog park, Ralph flirts and works hard to establish a relationship. Impressed with his love of opera, Carol invites him to accompany her on a trip to Italy and the fabled La Scala Opera House. Needless to say, Rose is not pleased with this plan. The Last Romance runs every Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7:15 p.m. Tickets are $30. Reservations are recommended. To purchase tickets, call the box office at 860-829-1248. New Year's Eve at Infinity Hall features Tower of Power by J.I. Staff, Hartford. A New Year's Eve tradition returns to Infinity Hall, 32 Front Street, on Sunday, December 31st, with the Tower of Power New Year's Eve party for shows at 5:45 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. The Bistro opens at 4 p.m. for the early show with a holiday fixed-price menu at $69 per person. The Music Hall doors open at 5:30 p.m. with folk singer-songwriter Brian Dunn performing from 5:45 to 6:45 p.m. Tower of Power hits the stage at 7 and plays until 8:30 with a champagne toast during the show. The Late Show features Dunn from 9:45 to 10:45, followed by Tower of Power ringing in the new year from 11 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. and a champagne toast at midnight. Tickets range from $74 to $195 and may be purchased by calling 866-666-6306 or visiting the website infinityhall.com. Robin Thicke at Mohegan Sun by J.I. Staff. Mohegan Indian Reservation. Soul and R&B singer-songwriter Robin Thicke will perform at Mohegan Sun Arena on Sunday, December 31st at 8 p.m. Born in Los Angeles, Robin Thicke taught himself to play piano at the age of 12 and by 16 was writing and producing songs for top R&B artists. Robin's sixth studio album, Blurred Lines, was released in 2013, earning 3 Grammy nominations. Tickets are $30 and may be purchased by calling 888-226-7711 or visiting the website MohiganSun.com. Next, let's take a look at the CT Now section of the Hartford Current for December 28th. From the music section, in jazz news, Melissa Morgan masters Mellow Groove on album by John Adamian. Singer Melissa Morgan does an impressively smoldering cover of Wild Is the Wind, a song associated with Nina Simone. Morgan dials back some of the intensity a little, which is probably a wise direction to take the song, given the fact that Simone's version is already about as intense as a song can reasonably be, with both smoke and fire. Morgan can operate in a Billie Holiday mode, turning notes inward and expressive instead of forceful and big. She has a mellow and poised approach, but she can also thread in sultry and bluesy touches. On her most recent album, Days Like This, Morgan sings California Soul, a song whose title captures its spirits pretty nicely, with a sunny tone and a gentle groove. Melissa Morgan performs at the Side Door, 85 Lime Street in Old Lyme, Friday at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $35. For tickets or information, call 860-434-0886 or visit the website thesidedoorjazz.com. In rock music news, Connecticut's Big Al Anderson writes raw, clever American music by John Adamian. As a member of 60s rockers The Wild Weeds and longtime member of iconic American originals NRBQ, Big Al Anderson, born in Windsor, is a Connecticut musical legend as a prolific songwriter who supplied choice materials to dozens and dozens of country singers. Anderson is also a Nashville institution. When people like George Strait, George Jones, Bonnie Raitt and Jimmy Buffett are all singing your songs, you've seriously tapped into the fundamental musical mojo of our nation. Anderson writes songs that show flashes of honky-tonk, country, rock, blues, soul, and more. He synthesized the giddy, striving energy of making raw American music the ways that a good beat, a clever line, and a twangy riff can harness power like an internal combustion engine. His songs are funny, suggesting the best of artists like Joe Walsh and Lowell George. Anderson, who is also a mean guitar player, turned 70 this year, and he's still singing odes to bar hopping, making music, and life's timeless pleasures. Big Al Anderson and the Floor Models play a two-night stand covering both Infinity Halls. They play Infinity Hall 20 Greenwoods Road West in Norfolk on Friday at 8 p.m. Tickets are $49 to $69. Big Al and crew head to Hartford the next night, playing 2 Front Street Hartford Saturday at 8 p.m. Tickets are $49 to $69. For tickets or information, call 866-666-6306 or visit the website infinityhall.com. In comedy news, here's a year-end checklist of the state's stand-up shows by Christopher Arnott. The final days of 2017 bring much mirth. Here's a comedy show checklist. John Oliver is at Foxwoods Grand Theater, 350 Trolley Line Boulevard, Mashantucket, for a whopping 4 shows over 2 nights, Friday at 7:30 and 10:30 p.m., and Saturday at 7 and 10 p.m. Admission is $74 and $89. For tickets or information, call 800-FOXWOODS or visit the website foxwoods.com. Kevin Hart, hot off hosting Saturday Night Live earlier this month, is at Mohegan Sun Arena, 1 Mohegan Sun Boulevard in Uncasville, with his Irresponsible Tour at 8 p.m. Saturday. Tickets are $79 to $155. For tickets or information, call 888-226-7711 or visit the website mohegansun.com. Josh Blue has become a December regular at the Funny Bone Comedy Club at the Shops at Buckland Hills in Manchester. Blue does 2 shows on Sunday at 7 and 10 p.m. Admission is $25. For tickets or information, call 860-432-8600 or visit the website hartford.funnybone.com. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the timeout section of the Journal Inquirer for December 28th and the CT Now section of the Hartford Current for December 28th. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.